Good morning, everyone. This is Megan Moore.
And I'm Gloria Rogers.
And this is the Public Health is Essential podcast from the Washington State Public Health Association. You have officially made it through the first week of the Washington legislative session. Welcome to week two.
I have to say, last week felt weird.
It really did. There was like so many unknowns last week. It didn't feel like the regular start to session. It was like much slower than normal, which was actually kind of a nice change. I felt like I could keep up a little bit.
Yeah, I watched TVW a little bit. Give us a little recap about what happened last week.
I'm so proud of you, Gloria. Yay! Yeah. If this podcast helps one person be more involved in the legislative process, I feel like we have done a great job. So first, let's remind people about TVW. This is a really cool thing about Washington State. Our government is like super transparent. Nearly all governmental meetings are streamed live and recorded on TVW.org. This includes most of the legislative stuff, but also things like Supreme Court and appeals court proceedings, agency board meetings like rulemaking and other things, and just so many other things are on TVW. So the two most important websites that you need to follow along during the legislative session are tvw.org and leg.wa.gov, leg.wa.gov. So you need both to cross-reference the schedules.
Yes, and we'll put a quick webinar to TVW in the show notes.
Yeah, so for those who didn't watch TVW last week, like Gloria, I recommend you go back and you watch a few things. So first, watch the outgoing speech from former Governor Inslee, which took place on Tuesday, January 14th. He gave a really hopeful speech about what the state was able to accomplish in the last 12 years. So many cool things to help those in Washington State. Second, watch the speech from the incoming Governor Ferguson, which took place on Wednesday, January 15th. His opening remarks were really interesting and sort of threw the political balance off in the legislature.
Yes, I have to agree. I watched his speech as well. And I also heard him propose a lot of cuts to state agencies in that speech.
You're right. He's proposing to make up about $4 billion of the state of that budget deficit we talked about last week just by doing agency cuts. So we'll see what happens. A majority of voters in the state agreed with a more progressive approach to taxation, if you remember. They saved the capital gains tax, the Climate Commitment Act, and the Long-Term Care Act. So that sort of sends a signal to the legislature that they're okay with maybe looking for some new revenue sources, especially if it means that the rich pay for a larger portion of taxes than what they're paying now. But Governor Ferguson was pretty clear that he doesn't really support new revenue sources like that at this time.
And if I remember American Civics 101, can't legislature do what it wants? Don't we have checks and balances?
We do. You're right. So the governor is not their boss. But the governor does have to sign off on all the bills that make it through this whole process. Remember, if he disagrees with a bill, he can veto the whole thing or just a portion of it.
Oh, right. And then the bill is done for?
So the legislature does have an opportunity to override the governor's veto, but they need two-thirds of the legislature to agree on that. I know we're getting into the weeds here, but it's helpful for context for this session, I promise. What we found out this week is that the Democrats in the legislature may be ready to do some more progressive revenue options to fix this budget crisis, but that the governor may not be okay with that. So it's already causing some very heated debates within the Democratic Party.
So interesting. This is not where I expected to go with this conversation.
I know. But you know that the political part is my favorite part of this whole thing.
Yeah, I know. So there were a lot of hearings this week. Anything interesting happening?
Well, the first interesting thing is they didn't hear many bills at once in a hearing. Like there were 3 to 4 bills maximum in a 2-hour session this week, which it felt like such a luxury. That meant that people providing testimony had a lot of time to make their case, which is great. If you're new to this, you don't have to rush and do a 1-minute testimony. Yeah. It was great. Another thing that was interesting, but not unexpected, was how many work sessions they had this week.
And what's a work session?
A work session is a time for legislators to learn all about something that's interesting to them or to the committee. Though it's not really about a certain bill per se, but maybe it will relate to policies that they'll hear later in the session. There are a lot of new legislators this year, so a work session also helps them learn about certain topic areas. For example, this is the first year that tobacco, cannabis, and alcohol bills in the House will be heard in the Consumer Business and Protection Committee. So the legislators had a work session from the Liquor and Cannabis Board to hear all about how they regulate and enforce those industries. Now the legislators have a little bit of background and they can make a more educated decision moving forward on certain bills. Sometimes work sessions happen in the interim, between sessions, but this year, with such a new legislature, it just makes sense to do them in the first few weeks of session.
Oh, that makes total sense.
Yeah.
Were there any big topics they heard this week?
Yes. So one big topic that they heard in the House to a very packed room was the rent stabilization bill, House Bill 1217. This bill passed the House last year, but it died in the Senate. The House is very interested in getting it over to the Senate as quick as possible this year. So essentially, what it would do is cap the amount that a property management company or an owner could increase the rent between contracts. It requires them to give tenants a lot of notice of an increase in their rent. And the goal of this is hoping to address the fact that nationally and also in Washington, like especially in Washington, there's a huge eviction problem. People's rents are going up so much that they can't afford it. And then they're getting evicted while they're looking for new housing. So it's really a huge contributor to our homelessness problem right now. There are families and seniors on fixed incomes becoming homeless because of the steep increases in rents. The Senate didn't pass this one last year because they thought it might have long-term repercussions on companies wanting to open apartments and rental units here in the state, like in the long term. So the argument is that there is a better way to do this.
Yeah, but unfortunately, we need to do something about this now.
I know. It's such a huge problem. And a huge determinant of a healthy life. Like, people deserve stable housing.
They do, yeah. So what other bills came up this week?
Well, we heard Senate Bill 5130, which would eliminate childcare licensing fees, which hopefully will increase the number of childcare providers in the state. We heard Senate Bill 5098, which would restrict the possession of weapons on the premises of state or local public buildings, parks, or playground facilities where children are likely to be present, and county fairs and county fair facilities. Washington continues to work to prevent gun violence, and we'll see a lot of further protections this year. I think you should follow along to the Alliance for Gun Responsibility. Go to their website for more information on all of these. We also heard Senate Bill 5067 from the Washington Traffic Safety Commission, which would lower the legal age to drive while under the influence of alcohol to 0.05 BAC. Right now it's at 0.08. And the goal of this is just to change people's habits, like maybe deciding not to drink another beer before they leave an establishment or something like that. The goal is just to change their habits before they get on the road.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure there are so many others, but we're running out of time. What should people be doing this week?
Okay, yes. So many exciting things. This upcoming week, we're tracking all of the firearm bills. So there's a tax on firearms, there is restrictions on firearm dealers, there's a cap on how many firearms and ammo can be purchased at one time, and a requirement to properly store your firearm at home and in the car. So again, follow Alliance for Gun Responsibility. Lots going on there, but this next week, they're going to hear all of those bills. We're also waiting for a few bills to be scheduled for hearings, so they might come up this week, like the flavor ban bills, which would ban all flavors, including menthol, in cigarettes, cigars, and e-cigarettes. And we're also waiting on a bill that would ask Medicaid to reimburse for tribal medicine. Four other states do this, and now Washington is working on it this year.
So much great stuff. Are we going to put our bill tracker on the website this year?
We're working on it as we speak. I know we promised it last year and just didn't get to it, but in a long session, we might have time. So hopefully our listeners will be able to follow along on the front page of our website, WSPHA.org. Also, we need stories. Are you currently working in Washington State Public Health under state funding? We want to hear about the cool things that you've done, especially if there's a large return on investment to what you have been doing. We are working to protect this funding, which means protecting your job. So sending us your stories is very important. We'll put a link to my email in the show notes as well.
Okay, well, that's all for this week. Make sure to check out the show notes for resources and check out our website for the bill tracker. And don't forget to watch all of this on TVW.
Thank you for listening to the Public Health is Essential podcast by the Washington State Public Health Association. Have a great week advocating for health this week, and we'll see you next Tuesday. Bye.